Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. We're sitting down with Mark Babcock, Associate Professor of Music and Director of Choral Activities here at Central College. And we're talking a little bit about a traveling show that's come here. And when I say that, I'm actually kind of selling this group short because they've been singing for 35 years and they are internationally renowned. But first and foremost, before we dive into that, Mark, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
My pleasure. Happy to talk about Yitro.
So, you brought it up. Yitro is coming to Central College, and this is a choir group. These girls have performed many places. Could you tell me a little bit about the choir themselves and a little bit about why they're coming here to Central?
The Yitro Czech Republic Girls Choir is an organization of about 500 singers, of some of the best singers in that part of Europe. And 27 girls are selected each year to be the touring choir. They eat, live, and breathe this choral experience, and they're highly selective. Obviously, 27 out of 500 is selective. But they perform at places like the Kennedy Center and at the Convention for the American Choral Directors. Highly prestigious, very, very, very fine singers, known for their adventuresome literature. They will perform part of the program in concert attire, but they also do some folk music, and they will perform in Czech Republic kind of folk costume and include some movement along with their singing.
So you bring up an interesting point. Most people, when they think of a prestigious choir or symphony of any kind, they think strictly classical music. But Yitro gets into more than just your classic pieces.
They perform classic music from all centuries, but they also focus on a lot of folk music and avant-garde, non-traditional music. They've been to a fine arts series in Des Moines several years ago, and I was privileged to watch them there in addition to seeing them at the American Choral Directors Convention. And they are wildly entertaining. In addition to being rock-solid musicians, they were fun to watch and very accessible for all kinds of audiences.
You teach kids and young adults, you know, how to sing, how to master their craft, but these girls are in, I don't want to say another league, but they truly do this for everything. This is all that they do. And you're thinking that this will help your students.
I talk about artistic vision with my students, and you can't get to a place that you haven't imagined. And so for all good artists, musicians, to hear a professional choir, a professional singer, to see a professional actor, to see something professional gives you a goal to reach for, even if it's unattainable at the time. So one of the reasons I was excited that Yitro would be here would be for my singers to hear perfect intonation, perfect diction, perfect artistry. And they really are, they're a top choir in the world. They're a real player in the choral scene throughout the entire international scene.
So then I guess the next question is, what's bringing them here to Pella? Why aren't they going somewhere more prestigious? How did we land such an extraordinary group?
We're fortunate that faculty like me are involved in music outside of Central College, and I am connected to several arts management groups across the country, Joanne Ryle Management being one of them. I'm good friends with people at Joanne Ryle Management, and they're performing in Des Moines, and their agent called and said, "We have an off night on Tuesday, March 6th. Could you find us a venue? We'd rather perform somewhere than nowhere, and we don't have anywhere for that night." And I said, "I think I can find a place." So Tuesday is an off night for them. Most of their big performances are on weekends. So we were fortunate to get them here on an off night.
And like you said, that's Tuesday, March 6th. And tickets to that vary a little bit in price, but there are still tickets available?
There are still tickets available. They are available in the music office from Debbie Abel at 628-5236. And they are $5 for students, $8 for seniors, $10 for general admission, and there is a group discount available. We don't want anyone to miss it that wants to be there, so call Deb Abel in the music office.
If there is one thing that you want people to expect when they come to the show, what would you say that would be?
To be entertained. They will get to see and hear all kinds and all styles of music at a high level, and they will leave on a high. they'll leave feeling glad that they came.
Well, I want to thank you once again for coming on Let's Talk Pella, Mark.
You're very welcome.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine.